This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said on Friday Russian President Vladimir Putin is open to talks on a possible settlement in Ukraine, but the refusal of the United States to recognize annexed territories as Russian is hindering a search for any potential compromise. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, quote, the most preferable way to achieve our interest is through peaceful diplomatic means, adding, quote, Putin was, is, and remains open to contacts and negotiations. Russia has claimed around a fifth of Ukraine's post-Soviet territory, annexations that the West and Ukraine say they will never accept. The European Union has reached a deal for a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. It's a key step as Western sanctions aim to reorder the global oil market to prevent hikes and starve President Vladimir Putin of funding for his war in Ukraine. They needed to set the discounted price that other nations will pay by Monday when an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea and a ban on insurance for those supplies take effect. A top advisor to Ukraine's president cites a high military death toll.
Mykhailo Podolyak has given new figures about Ukrainian soldiers killed in battle, while noting the number of injured troops was higher and civilian casualty counts significant. The rare comment is far below estimates of Ukrainian casualties from Western leaders. Last month, General Mark Milley, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said as many as 40,000 Ukrainian soldiers and well over 100,000 Russian soldiers have been killed or wounded. He added that it was the same thing probably on the Ukraine.